One of the commandments described in the Torah portion, Vayelech, is the commandment of Hakel. This commandment, which was practiced at the times of the temple, was that at the end of every sabbatical year, in the year immediately following, in the second day of the holiday of Sukkot, the entire Jewish people would gather in the temple, men, women, and even the smallest babies, and hear certain portions of the Torah read from the mouth of the Melech, the Jewish king. What was the purpose or the effect of this mitzvah? The Torah continues that through hearing this Torah reading, they will learn to be in awe of God and carefully keep all the words of the Torah. This being the case, there are a few puzzling points about this commandment. First of all, if listening to the Torah reading will affect a later feeling of awe and a closer adherence to the commandment, why is there a commandment to bring even children? As the commentaries explain, that the bringing of children refers not only to children who are capable of being educated, but even the smallest babies must be brought to the reading of the Torah during Hakel. So to a person that cannot understand Hebrew, the language in which the Torah must be read during Hakel, also is not going to seemingly be affected by the Torah reading, that it should bring upon him a feeling of awe. Another puzzling factor about Hakel is who it is that is doing the reading. Since we are involved with the Torah and the lessons which it has to give, it seems that the appropriate person to do such a reading would be the Jewish court, the Beit Din, the Sanhedrin, or their representative. However, we see that it is not someone who has the primary feature of being expert in Torah. It is the king, whose primary feature is rulership. Why should he be the one to do the reading instead of the Sanhedrin? The idea of this particular Torah reading, however, was not that they should gain an understanding or a knowledge of Torah. The idea of the reading at Hakel was something which transcends knowledge and understanding. The purpose was to arouse the innermost point of Judaism, which is latent in every single Jew. This inner spark contains the faith of a Jew, and is inherent even in small children, as we are called maminim b'nei maminim, that we are believers, we have faith in God, and we are children of those that have faith in God. It is for this reason that every single Jew, without exception, man, woman, and child, must attend the reading of the Torah at Hakel. And everyone present, whether it be the greatest sage, knowledgeable in every single detail of the Torah, or someone that is unaware of what is being said and does not know or understand the language in which it is being read, both of them must listen with the same sense of awe, just as if they were hearing the Torah being given at Mount Sinai the first time. Furthermore, as Maimonides says, even someone that is too far away to hear the king reading the Torah, and he cannot even hear the words being said, not only does not understand, he doesn't even physically hear them. Nevertheless, he must concentrate as much as possible to the reading, since the purpose of this commandment is to arouse his soul, the innermost point of his Judaism. And since this inner spark is equal by every Jew, regardless of their level of understanding or their age or background, has the identical requirement to listen. And therefore, the Torah is not read at this time by a member of the Sanhedrin, because the Sanhedrin's job was to explain the Torah to the Jewish people in its rational sense, and it is meant to be understood. The Torah reading of Hakel, however, was different. It went directly to arouse the innermost soul, and thereby inspire the Jew to an increased sense of fear and awe. And it was for this reason that the king was particularly suited to read this Torah portion. As one of the reasons given for the mitzvah of the appointment of a king in Jewish law was that the people should be inspired with a sense of fear and awe, that through fear and awe and utter submission to a human king, they will learn and somehow be able to acquire an even greater awe and fear of the King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be He.